slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1946, the war is over. What did things look like here on the coast side in the post? World War 1946. Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, county takes 7 acres for juvenile detention center after 2 years of searching for a site for a new juvenile detention center. Supervisors have voted to condemn 7.5 acres on the north side of Woodside Road. The action is considered an urgent post-war project. And 20-cent road tax urged to fix city streets. The Board of Supervisors is proposing a road tax of 20 cents per $100 to help fund starved cities with their street maintenance problem. The county has not levied a road tax since 1932. And the U.S. Board to decide PG&E union dispute. PG&E and the CIO utility workers have agreed to submit their wage dispute, which threatens a strike, to a presidential fact-finding board. It was recently announced. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Wonder how many of you know that there is a great service that has been going on for 20 years on the coast. A free breakfast is served every Wednesday and Thursday from 6 to 9 at the Lutheran Church on Highway 1. My mom and her friend Kathy met one of the enthusiastic volunteers and were invited to check it out to present on this Time Machine segment. They were blown away with the entire operation. They entered the large coffee room with full adjoining kitchen, where they were met with tables and cheerful lemon-patterned tablecloths, a huge coffee pot brewing delicious coffee, a table with juice and toasters, and chafing dishes filled with scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausages, and oatmeal. And the many guests arrived, it was apparent that they were acquainted and knew everyone's name. The volunteers knew their names too, and it felt like an old home week. Ages range from young moms with babies and toddlers to senior citizens. It is truly a happy place with dedicated volunteers who show up very early to start the process and seem so happy in their work. Anyone is welcome to check it out, and of course, volunteers and donations are appreciated. Speaking of breakfast, if you haven't tried the weekend breakfast at my pub, you might want to try it. Authentic and generous portions, including English bangers, Irish bacon, baked beans, English muffins, grilled mushrooms, and tomatoes. Keep calm and breakfast on. Following the end of the war, people expected a better life than before. The war years with the Great Depression causing poverty and hardship worldwide. There were major shortages in jobs and housing for those returning from the war. Around the world, the start of the baby boom also started as couples married and had children. Also, there were still shortages of food and materials. How much did things cost in 1946? Average cost of a new house, $5,600. Average wages per year, $2,500. Cost of a gallon of gas, 17 cents. Average cost of a new car, $1,120. World's first electric blanket, $39.50. And men's ties are $1.50. In other news, major undersea earthquake hits Alaska, measuring 7.4 magnitude in the North Pacific Ocean, causing a tsunami that by the time it reaches Hawaii, some 2,400 miles away, the waves will reach 60 feet in height along the coastal areas of Hawaii, causing 150 deaths. 12 high-ranking Nazis are sentenced to death by the International War Crimes Tribunal in Nuremberg and hung. War crimes trials are also held in Tokyo for those accused of committing war crimes against humanity during World War II. In popular music, this female artist got her start singing with the big bands, but goes solo with this hit. From the Irving Berlin musical, Annie Get Your Gun, here's Diana Shore with Doing What Comes Naturally.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. still we're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon and what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's and they cash them just the same. Grandpa Dick was always sick but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93 doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
His shack and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Paul heard someone call when he just had two deuces. He wound up with aces three, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. You don't have to go to a private school not to turn up your bust into a stubborn mule. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bees at home.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
A nice young man named Harry is stuck on Sister Flo. She'd like to marry Harry, but his wife won't let him go. If you saw my pa and ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still they raised a family, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You hear them a lot on the radio, and they're number one for 13 weeks on the National Jukebox Charts. Here's the Ink Spots with The Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday. You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby was always
be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy
that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
I hope you've enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1946. Where to next week? Take a seat in the KHMB time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.